Coming off a big election week, we voted. I mean, what else do citizens do? Have you been to a public meeting lately? The Downtown Chinatown Neighborhood Board number 13 met last week in a room at Aloha Tower. There are maybe 15 people total in that huge room with seven board members at the front, meeting minutes, agenda items, and at one point, audience members were asked to present their concerns, and a slender woman stepped to the microphone.
Aloha. Again, my name is Rakita Turner. I came with many things to say tonight, but those officials, they're not here. And if you're listening, you should be ashamed of yourself. You ask for my vote, and then you do not show up when it is important to hear you speak. I'm here as a concerned citizen. I took time out of my day to write questions. I did my research. I showed up. It is an issue that we are not being heard, and this just proves to me it's not something that is a concern, because when things matter, you show up. And I want to say, every single person in this room, you matter. We all matter, and it's about being together and hearing each other. Do I need to create my own police force and carry a gun so that I feel safe in the street? Do I need to walk around with my mace out, ready to aim at anyone that comes in with 6 feet of me? Is that what this is coming to in downtown Chinatown? I think so. So good luck on your businesses open when there are no people to come, because there are too many crimes that are happening in your community.
Concerned citizen Rakita Turner at the last Downtown Chinatown Neighborhood Board meeting. Kevin Lai is the chair of Neighborhood Board 13. He's been on and off the board for the last 10 years. He's here today as a private citizen. I pointed out that Ms. Turner was not the only person that night who referenced a lack of interest on the part of the city and elected officials.
Neighborhood Board 13 has passed resolutions to encourage our elected officials to make regular appearances at our board.
What would you say are the major issues before the Neighborhood Board currently?
Most of the concerns that we have voiced during our meetings every month deal with the immediate impact of the congregation of individuals who are availing themselves of services that are provided by some of the organizations in the Chinatown area. Unfortunately, it appears that the impacts of that, such as waste management and crowd control, are sometimes of significant concern and problems to surrounding businesses.
Well, you've been on the board 10 years now, so you've seen different approaches to the problem. What has worked? What has not?
Well, we have for a long time been interested in trying to improve the function and number of the security cameras that are in place at various places throughout the Chinatown area. We have passed resolutions, our board has, to try to encourage the city council to remedy this. That's a topic that comes up almost every month.
There's always that lag time between something appearing on a camera and the arrival of officers of the law. That's a problem, isn't it?
It is.
Are street patrols also being sought?
Yes, that's absolutely one thing that we have advocated when we have representatives from HPD come to our meetings. The concept of old-fashioned foot patrols or regular beats is something that many of our members and our constituents have advocated.
Kevin, there's an HPD substation there in Chinatown. Could you tell me why that has proven not to be a deterrent?
That's absolutely true, Noe. And in fact, during the past month, the Downtown Chinatown Citizen Patrol highlighted this fact during our monthly report and made clear that it looks to be a rather nondescript building. There's no clear signage that indicates, hey, HPD is here. We can help you if you need help.
Are there any foot patrols in Chinatown? By HPD, I know there are citizen patrols, but
occasionally we'll see pairs of Fourth Watch HPD graduates around, and we're always very pleased to see that.
How's the neighborhood doing?
It's a struggle. It's a struggle to see the buildings that are boarded up, the restaurants that have been closed, the lack of foot traffic for businesses. Neighborhood Board 13, in its December meeting, will have an opening on the board. And we're looking for someone who's interested in downtown and Chinatown to fill that spot. I'd encourage everyone to join us on December 3rd at 6 p.m. at Aloha Tower Marketplace, MPR number 3, to join us.
That was Kevin Lai speaking as a private citizen. He chairs the Downtown Chinatown Neighborhood Board. They've been requesting attendance by a Liquor Commission administrator for 7 months. I have seen Councilwoman Carol Fukunaga at all the meetings I've attended, I must say. 2 days ago, Mayor Caldwell acknowledged Chinatown's concerns when he visited the new Downtown Arts Center.
The one challenge we continue to face is the homeless challenge. We see it in Chinatown, on Bishop Street, on King Street, Honolulu Hali, the state capital. And this is a Department of Health kind of issue. At the state level, we do not have the ability to treat addiction, mental illness. We have funded programs to get people help, but we need it on a massive scale. And until we do, we're going to continue to have these problems no matter how well the physical infrastructure is taken care of. Now, I do think the feeding of homeless in Chinatown is contributing to this problem and putting an undue burden on the merchants in Chinatown. It's not fair. And we are working to see if perhaps we have a solution to that that we can announce shortly. We're in the middle of a pandemic, and some may say, what are we doing here celebrating the opening of a new art center in this Gateway Plaza owned by the city and county of Honolulu? Life doesn't end with a pandemic. In fact, we fight for life. And life is worth living because the creativity that comes from it. Life is creativity. We cannot forget that aspect of our lives. And there's an ability to come here to this gallery and look at art and be physically distanced, wearing face coverings, and feel connected to what the artist is trying to tell us through their pieces.
Honolulu Mayor Kirk Caldwell at the new Downtown Arts Center in Chinatown Gateway Plaza. The All-State Hawaii Craftsman Show there has been extended until November 21st. The galleries open Wednesdays through Saturdays, 11 to 6, and Sundays, 1 to 4.